But after my father died, why she had to change and a whole lot. Well, she couldn't talk English. She talk English, but she always preferred German because her parents were German. Mm-hmm. That's why she taught me German.
When you were talking to her, did you usually speak German? Or as you got older, did you start talking to her in English?
We usually spoke German to her. Till she passed away.
Did you come from a large family? Did you?
There were 7 children, only three survived to be grown, and one of them was murdered after World War II, my brother. He was killed in a house across the street, that old gray house.
Mm-hmm. I like to get an idea of what a house that you lived in for a long time, like this one looks like. Do you think you could sort of make a floor sketch of the floor plan, or either just describe to me how it's laid out?
No. The house I was raised in, and it started out as a 2-room house. And father, before he was killed, he had a room in the front and 2 in the back, and that's that house in the back of the filling station.
Uh-huh. What were the two? What did you call the different rooms? But when it was 2-room, was it one right behind the other?
No, it's T-shaped. And more or less, no, more not T-shaped. Well, I don't understand this line of questions. I really don't.
What about this house here? What do you call the different rooms in this house?
We've got 2 bedroom, living room, kitchen, breakfast room, and bath.
Okay. Do you ever hear the old-fashioned name for living room?
The only thing I ever heard years ago when I was a child, they used to call them parlors.
A parlor?
Yeah.
Was that
the same thing? That's the same thing as what we call living room now.
Did you ever see
they had parlors all over the country, though.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see a kitchen built different from how it is now, like built separate from the rest of the house?
Yes. My grandparents had the kitchen and dining room was separate from the house, from the bedrooms.
How would you get from the house to the kitchen?
Yeah, a passageway, back door, cover the roof.
Uh-huh.
There's an opening between them.
Did you still call it a kitchen, though, whether it's built on
there the were house? Kitchens, and that's all there was, just kitchen. They didn't, before the night, all I ever knew that they eat in it. I don't know that they're what they call a dining room, really.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they own about this house. I'm talking about my grandparents' house. They had a breezeway,
mm-hmm.
a covered breezeway.
Once you step out of the living room, you're on the, like out here. You walk out of the living room and you're on the
porch.
Do you ever hear any old-fashioned names for porch?
Not that I know of.
What about gallery? Did you ever hear that?
Well, yes, I did. It was called gallery.
And in a house with a fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through is called a
chimney.
And the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace.
Hearth.
And what you set the wood on?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Those metal things that you have?